Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 30. Short-term memory. Part 1 of 3.
Written by Casey Wayland.
Some old lifer once told me that after 3 months, you start to forget things, especially faces. That's what started to happen to me. I wish I had taken a picture. 3 months was bad enough, but after 5, all I had left was an outline of what she looked like. It's been a long time since I wrote much of anything down. The tower fell around the beginning of August, and now it's December. My IV drip's done. Aside from a little soreness now and again, my shoulder and the rest of me's been pretty good. Victor and I still live with CJ at Dunbar, the second apartment building. With her planning and our execution, it's been pretty smooth sailing. In between running errands all over the Southland, I've still been looking for any sign of her. The Maulers, Michael, and the rest. But nothing. Even the biters have been pretty scarce. Now I'm playing a little catch-up writing in this. I guess there wasn't any good reason until now. But I'm going to back up a little to November 27th. That's when things started to get crazy.
Hey, hey, move, you little shit.
2 eggs. All right. Nice work, little May.
Ow! Stop it! I saw it! God dang it! You want to take care of this? This one's not letting me check her.
You just don't got the right touch. Come here, Bertha. Just move over a little, all right? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, back the hell out of me! Fucking chicken whisperer!
You don't have any patience with animals.
Because none of them freaking like me. It's like a vicious cycle with these things.
Well, just be slow and gentle next time.
Well, it's not just the hens. It's the cats, too.
Seems fine to me.
Those feral things have it out for me. They keep shitting on my bed.
That just means they like you.
Oh, bull, man, I swear, I locked my door somehow and they keep getting in.
Maybe you're doing something you're not supposed to.
I avoid even looking at them. What could I possibly be doing?
I don't know, maybe you shouldn't be wasting all the hot water before someone else needs it.
You let them in, didn't you? I knew it. I fucking knew it!
Look, I thought you'd figure it out since your door was locked. I mean, how else is one of the cats going to get in there?
Dude, I've been through like 6 blankets, dude. That shit's not funny.
All right. Well, it wasn't me all those times. You left your door open the rest. Sparkle really does have it out.
Dude, which one is that?
Okay, I'm not going to tell you if you can't remember.
Dude, how am I supposed to know each of their names? There's 12.
I do.
Well, you're a cat hoarder.
Okay, they were there before we got there.
Dude, then you're a cat hoarder supporter, man. All that time with your mom at the vet got to your head or something.
The cats are all right, man. No dog, but they're cool. When was the last time you saw a rat or mouse in the building?
Last week.
You're such a liar. You're doing that stupid grin again.
Whatever, man. Just grab the rest of the eggs and let's get going. You ever think about getting another dog? I mean, a rescue or something? I've seen a couple near Dunbar.
No. Too impractical to have in the building.
The lady seemed to work out okay at the last place.
Only because we had to. Wasn't fair to keep her locked up all day. Hopefully, wherever my mom took her, she has some open space.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Nope, nope, you stay in there.
What's the plan for tonight?
Eggs, obviously, and CJ's baking some bread, I think.
No, I know that. I mean, what are we watching?
Season 3 of Found, I think.
Oh, man. Seriously?
What?
They never finished it. You'll never get to know the ending, right?
Yeah, so?
That doesn't drive you nuts?
I like the mystery.
Whatever. They probably would have screwed up the ending anyway.
No way. I'm sure everything turns out good and they get off the island.
I bet you're wrong.
What kind of bet is that? No one can win.
Oh, we can break into the studio. I'm sure they got something.
Good luck with that. It was filmed in Hawaii.
But the writer lived in L.A., didn't he? Just get a map to the stars.
I'm sure CJ would love that errand. Speaking of which, we should radio in. Let her know we're on our way back.
Hey, it's us. Hello? Come in, CJ.
What? Mama head not in?
Hello? Man, this thing sucks. I swear it never works.
You sure you're using it right?
Yes. I think.
You put the code in?
I did before we left.
Well, maybe the relay's down again.
God, I hope not. If it is, I'm not climbing up there.
Not it.
I wish we could still use the CBs.
Well, she wants to use the police handsets.
Oh, good. Here.
Hey, you coming?
Yeah, we're done.
See you soon.
Well, we got a ways. We're at Coop 6. We'll get there when we get there.
Here, put your eggs in here.
All in one basket?
Huh, funny. Just do it.
Y'all should let me choose what to watch tonight. I found a whole new set of DVDs I think you'd like.
Oh, not more of that anime crap, right?
You haven't even given it a chance. I think you like it.
Dude, we watched like 5 minutes the other day. The chick was busting out of her top and jumping up and down while the big robot thing was eating her friend.
Told you it was awesome.
Aw, man, you like some messed up shit.
CJ watched it with me the other day. Didn't seem to mind.
Of course she didn't.
Aw, man, it's not like that.
Yes, it is.
Look, whatever, you don't know. Wait. You hear that? Chinook! There! Get the binoculars!
Oh, damn. Hold on!
Come on! Hurry! Hurry!
Dude, here! Here!
Where'd it come from?
Where's it going?
Compass! Compass!
Yeah, south... never eat shredded... Southwest!
Aw, man, I'm losing them. Get on the line.
Dude, we got a chopper to the south.
Yeah, Chinook, the twin blade kind. Tell her that.
The twin blade kind, Chinook. Military, right?
Yeah.
Got that. Any idea what they're doing or where they're going?
We're wondering that ourselves.
No, can't tell, but they're... Wait. Yeah, it's setting down. No, its ass is opening.
What?
They're dropping off people.
You catch that?
Can you follow them?
We can sure as hell try. They're a long way off, but might take some time to catch up and find them. And it's gonna get dark soon, you sure?
Do it. Keep me posted. Stay overnight in a safe house if you need to. I wanna know what's going on, but be careful, okay? No unnecessary risks.
The chopper's bailing now.
Yeah, I'm losing it in the smog. Damn it.
But someone's still here, right? I mean, whoever got dropped off.
Yeah, I think so. Worth checking out.
Movie night's canceled.
Car's got a full tank of gas.
We doing this?
Let's move. We had the grand idea to try and find them. And yeah, it sucked, and we didn't. Only found a few tracks on top of the building where we think they were dropped off. But that's about it. Vic and I kept heading in the same direction in search for the surrounding area for the next few days. The furthest safe house that way was in Carson. We ended up staying there on the fifth day. And the sixth, we pushed out further towards downtown Long Beach. There was a small rooftop space we secured to keep watch. CJ wasn't happy we pushed it as far as we did. 6 days was a long time to follow a cold trail, but I was sure they were out there. Just needed to find them. Hey, get up. It's your turn to watch.
Already?
Yep.
Oh, this sucks. You ready to give up yet?
Nope.
4 hours of sleep is bad enough, man. But can we at least stay inside? Someplace warmer?
Tough it up. If they got dropped off, then someone's gonna pick them up. And I'm not gonna miss that.
If they get picked up, what good is it for us to be out here? It'll happen fast and we won't get there in time.
If that happens, I'll know to stop looking. Right now, they're still here.
You think they are. I'm not so sure anymore.
Wake me up if you see anything.
The following was pieced together by various accounts. It might not be exact, but it's the best of what we know. And it's important to understand what happened and how it changed everything.
Ugh, I can't get reception with this thing.
Play with the antenna. Act like you've used it before.
Oh, thanks. Great advice, man. Really appreciate it. Can I use the Syngars? Do those still work?
We're too far out of range for that. Keep trying with the satellite phone. If there's no buildings to block your signal, it'll work.
Yes, ma'am.
You need a light?
No. I got it.
Grig, watch that sector. The warehouses. I'll take from there to there, facing the pier.
Gotta feel way more comfortable up higher.
But we need a large open space for pickup. We don't need the chopper clipping anything they can't see.
Shh, it's going through.
Receiving. How many ducks are hanging out on the lawn?
The man loves his beef tacos.
All right, go ahead, Fowler.
What's the status on pickup?
Should be there soon, as long as you guys didn't move. Pop a flare when they're in range.
Should be there soon, Captain. And he said to pop a flare when they're close.
They're still late.
Pre-flight took a while. They should be there soon.
Thanks. Out. Pre-flight was slow, but they'll be here soon.
Ah, finally. It'll be nice to actually be in a bunk tonight.
Seems like forever.
This was nothing. The last mission I was on took 3 weeks.
What the hell took so long, ma'am?
Classified.
Figures.
Okay, so we left, what, Thursday, right? Okay, so 27th, 8th, 9th, 30th, 31st, 1st, 2nd, so 7 days. Shit.
There's only 30 days in November.
Idiot.
You sure?
Positive. It has been only 6 days.
Well, seems a lot longer.
Fowler, you done with that map?
Most of it. I can finish it once we get back.
Do it now. I want to turn it in when we land.
But what about the light? I can't see shit with the red filter, ma'am.
Then take it off. And keep covered. It won't matter.
Fine. Your funeral.
It's been quiet enough. Won't make a difference.
After what people were saying, I thought LA would be like, you know, crazy.
Right?
This is Long Beach.
Close enough.
Yeah, but still pretty disappointing, man. I was actually hoping to see something a bit different.
Hey, what was that last road again?
Santa Fe.
Thanks.
Shit. You guys hear that?
Fire through the light. Get your NVGs on.
Mine's dead.
Mine's getting there. It's only sort of night vision. Should we move to higher ground?
No. Stand fast. The Chinook's incoming.
Okay, so pop the flare.
Wait till it's closer.
You see anything? I see nothing.
There's something over there by the warehouses.
I don't... Wait. Are those eyes?
Damn, shh.
The Chinook's gonna pass. We need to pop this now.
Saul! Oh, wake up, I hear something.
Oh, shit, where is it?
I can't see it, it's pitch black.
Come on, where are
we? Wait, is that it there?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's going. There, flare, go!
The Chinook sees us. Keep them back.
What the fuck is that thing?
On our six! Now!
Okay, I'm on it! I'm on it!
Come on! Get down here!
Opening up the rear. Push back!
Son of a bitch! Those skinny ones won't go down!
Push to the chopper!
Fowler! Fowler! Get off him!
He's gone! Come on, they're waving us on!
Fine, fine.
Shake the map! Got it!
Captain, hurry! No, behind you! Soldier by the flare.
Oh, we got company. Best we come back in the morning.
No, no, the body won't be here then. Check him. I got your back.
Ah. Aw, damn. He's way dead. Well, at least they took down a few.
I think the chopper's buying us some time. Louder sound. But they'll see the flare.
Now how am I supposed to check him?
I got a light. Chill.
Oh, your light's worse than the flare.
Damn it. I can't believe we missed him.
I told you.
Oh, MVGs. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I still can't see.
Look, I'll check a move.
We don't have time.
Look, I just need a sec. Name's on a piece of tape. Ah, it's hard to read. Here. Unit patch.
You know what that one is?
No, I can't see shit with these. Here, you take the MVGs. I can do better without.
Hey, I think I got them working. Much brighter now.
Keep them. I'm almost done. Pocket's empty. I got his bag. Put his stuff in here. We can check the rest later. Just grab his rifle and we'll go.
Wait!
What?
I think that fighter's got a number on it.
What did you say?
It's hard to see, though.
I gotta know.
Saul, damn you, the light!
Oh, my bad, man.
I was right. Number 12. Skinny, pale.
It's got the foul nails. Lizzie's little ones.
They're not so little anymore.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Otto Sturk, Constance Parn, Brett Newton, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Jay Oligario, Scott Marvin, Jenna McCombe, Tammy Klein, Blair Beihauer, Shirley Jordan, Jane Lehoch, Jarrett Stockmar, Laura Garcia, Daniel Iglesias Jr., and Matt Stoner. I'm Michael Swan. We're Alive was written and directed by K.C. Whalen. produced by Grayson Stone and K.C. Wayland. Line producer, Simon Nepper. Zombie intern, Eric Wargo. Music intro by Brother Dan. Series artist, Ben Hosack. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind by Wayland Productions.